カモンアイサン。
この番組は香川県内在住の外国人の皆様のために生活に必要な情報を英語と中国語でお伝えしています。今日は日本語能力試験について英語でお伝えします。
On today's Come On iPal, we will be talking about the Japanese Proficiency Test. Do you know much about the Japanese Proficiency Test, the JLPT? This is a test for measuring and certifying Japanese proficiency for people whose native language is not Japanese, and it has a history of more than 20 years. There are a variety of people who take the test, including people who have studied Japanese in school, people who use Japanese in their daily activities at work, and people who need Japanese for their daily lives. Most people who take the test do so in order to measure their own Japanese ability. But there are also people who take it in order to find employment, get a salary raise, or get a promotion. The test covers kanji, vocabulary, grammar, reading comprehension, and listening comprehension, and offers a comprehensive means for certifying your Japanese abilities. Starting this year, the four former certification levels of level 4 through level 1are being broadly changed to a new 5-level scheme from N5 for people with a basic understanding of Japanese to N1 for people who fully comprehend Japanese. The test is held on an early Sunday in July and December of each year. The July test is only open to people taking the N3 through N1 levels, but the December test is open to all levels. The next test will be held on July 4th this year.And applications are currently being accepted. The deadline for sending in your application is April 30th. You can get an application and information about the test at the Miyawaki Bookstore on the Marugame Machi Shopping Arcade in Takamatsu or at the Kinokuniya Bookstore in the Marugame Yume Town Shopping Mall. In addition to this objective method for measuring your Japanese skills, there are also the Examination for Japanese University Admission for International Students.And the J-Test. What do you think about trying to take one of these and certify your Japanese ability? At iPal Kagawa, we are lending out textbooks for people who wish to take these tests, and we offer Japanese language courses for those who wish to boost their Japanese communication skills. Definitely come and take advantage of our resources at iPal. Come on, iPal! Next week's Come on, iPal will be in Chinese, so the next English broadcast will be on April 25th,Sunday from 8:55 p.m. We will be talking about driver's licenses. This is Chris signing off. Thank you.